KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. High school volleyball action last night, just a few matches around the area. Audubon beat Logan Magnolia 3-0. It was Bedford topping Fremont Mills 2-1. Bedford also beat Rockport, Missouri 2-0. Fairfax was a winner over South Page 3-0. And Stanton was a winner 3-0 over Southwest Valley in high school volleyball play last night. During the evening last night, the Associated Press released their new top 10 rankings for the Iowa High School football poll. After week four of play, and in Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Dowling, the top-ranked team, after their win over previously top-ranked West Des Moines Valley. Bettendorf is now in the two spot. Valley drops to number 3. Fort Dodge is 4th, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy is 5th. In Class 3A, Pella is a top-ranked team still, with Manchester West Delaware 2nd, Cedar Rapids Xavier 3rd, and Sioux City Helan 4th. Webster City jumps up to number 5 in this week's poll. Dallas Center Grimes is number 6 after their week 4 win over Harlan. Harlan falls to number 8 in this week's poll. Glenwood is the first team out of the poll receiving votes. In Class 2A, Albia was the top-ranked squad, followed by Spirit Lake, Tama, South Tama, Waukon, and Anamosa in the top 5. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is the top-ranked team, receiving all first-place votes. Dyke New Hartford is 2nd. Hinton jumps up to number 3 from 4. West Branch falls from 3 to 4. Madrid is up to stays at number 5 from last week. Underwood jumps a spot to number 6 this week, and Panorama now at number 7 in this week's poll. In Class A, Brooklyn BGM is a top-ranked squad. As they jump up a spot, Algona Garrigan is 2nd-ranked, followed by Belmont Clemmy 3rd. Logan Magnolia jumps up to number 4 after beating previously top-ranked Audubon last week. West Sioux Haywarden is 5th, Denver is 6th, and Audubon falls to number 7 in this week's Class A poll. And in the 8-man poll, it's Fremont Mills ranked number 1 now as they overtake the top spot from New Old Fonda. Gilbertville Don Bosco is 3rd, followed by Glidden Ralston, MMC, and then also HOV Victor rounding out the top of 5. And are actually top 6 there. Elkhorn Exira EHK jumps up to number 8 in this week's poll after not being rated. They are tied for 8th with Janesville. Lennox is now the 10th ranked team as they also jump into the poll here this week. Moving over to Major League Baseball, rookie Stephen Piscotty doubled in the go-ahead run in a 2-run 8th inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals turned it on late for a 2-1 victory over the Cincinnati Reds on Monday. Rookie Tommy Pham tripled off of J.J. Hoover to open the 8th, and Johnny Peralta's one-out single tied it ahead of Piscotty's drive off the wall in left center. Jonathan Broxton allowed one hit in the 8th, and Trevor Rosenthal earned his 47th save and 49 chances to match the franchise record. The Cardinals had a 4-game NL Central lead over Pittsburgh before the opener of their final homestand. They are a Major League best 51-24 at home and have the best overall record as well at 94-56. Also news for the Cardinals is All-Star catcher Yadier Molina hopes to return during the regular season after being diagnosed with a partially torn ligament in his left thumb. General Manager John Mozeliak says that Molina's status will be determined by how things progress with the injury in the next 5 to 7 days. Molina missed about 2 months last season with a torn ligament in his right thumb, but the team says the latest injury on his glove hand isn't as severe. The Milwaukee Brewers have announced the hiring of 30-year-old David Stearns as their new general manager. He takes over the Brewers after serving as assistant GM with Houston. Stearns replaces Doug Melvin, who held the job for 13 years. Also, in other scores for Major League Baseball yesterday, in interleague play, Baltimore and Washington were postponed due to rain. The White Sox got the best of the Tigers in a doubleheader, 2-0 in the first game, 3-2 in the second. Toronto beat the Yankees 4-2 to keep their lead there in the division. Boston is an 8-7 winner over Tampa Bay, and Houston beat the Angels 6-3. In the National League, it was the Mets over Atlanta 4-0. Cubs beat Milwaukee 9-5. It was Pittsburgh over Colorado 9-3, and Arizona topped the Dodgers 8-4. In the NFL last night on Monday Night Football, the New York Jets are now 2-0 for the first time since 2011 after taking advantage of 5 Indianapolis turnovers in a 20-7 win over the Colts. Darrell Revis recovered a Frank Gore fumble in the end zone during the third quarter and also had an interception. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was just 21 of 37 for 250 yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is expected to miss about 2 months with a broken left collarbone that does not require surgery. Coach Jason Garrett says tests revealed no ligament damage for Romo after the second broken collarbone of his career. Romo was injured while getting sacked in the third quarter of Sunday's 20-10 win at Philadelphia. Iowa senior kicker Marshall Kane has been named the Big Ten Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. The senior from Solon tied a Kinnick Stadium record with a 57-yard game-winning field goal as time expired to lead Iowa past Pittsburgh. He added a 43-yard field goal and went 3-for-3 on extra points as well. He also punted once, a 64-yard kick that was downed inside the 5-yard line. He claims his first career Special Teams Player of the Week honor. The last Iowa player to win the Special Teams Player of the Week award was Kevontae Martin Manley back on September 23rd. Of 2013. Dan McCarney may be in his fifth season as the head coach at North Texas, but he will always consider himself an Iowan. The former Iowa State head coach and Hawkeye assistant brings the Mean Green back to his hometown on Saturday to play against the Iowa Hawkeyes.
When I think back on my days at the University of Iowa, I got a smile on my face for 19 years as a player and a coach. When I think back on my days, my 12 years at Iowa State, I got a smile on my face, and I was just so lucky and blessed to get those opportunities to spend that many years in two of the great places in America. And if you've not lived in Iowa, you don't really understand it. If you weren't raised in Iowa, you don't really understand it. For the people that finally either grew up there or lived there or moved in there, and you talk about how special it is to be an Iowan, believe me, I appreciate that and I understand that.
He's not the only one coming home, as North Texas quarterback Andrew McNulty played at Iowa City High.
This isn't about the homecoming of Andrew McNulty and me. This isn't Bill Belichick and Tom Brady coming back to Iowa City. This is just two Iowa City natives proud of this opportunity. We're proud of our Iowa City roots. We'll always be proud to be Iowans. But we're going to try and put ourselves in a position to pull off a major upset and still win a football game that most people don't think we can.
North Texas is 0-2 after losses to both SMU and Rice.
Fortunately, from week one to week two, we did show a lot of improvement in a lot of ways, but unfortunately, we weren't good enough to beat a good Rice team. So a lot of work to do this week, but just tremendous respect, admiration for Kirk and his program and his 2015 football team.
McCarney says he had nothing to do with this game being played, and it was already on the schedule when he took the job.
I'll always be proud of my Iowa City roots. I'll always be proud to be to tell people I'm an Iowan. But here I am in Denton, Texas, and bringing a North Texas football team back to my hometown into Kinnick Stadium, kind of unique circumstances.
It will be McCarney's first trip to Kinnick Stadium since he took his Iowa State team there in 2006. The off week comes at the right time for the Iowa State Cyclones, who open Big 12 play a week from Saturday against Kansas. The Cyclones are 1-2 after a 30-23 loss at Toledo in double overtime.
We fully expect to get a number of players back for the Kansas game, and that really excites us. We think Sam Richardson, our cornerback, has a chance to play. We think we're going to get Brian Mills back. We think we're going to get Gabe Luna back. We think we're going to get Quan Floyd back. We're going to go into the Kansas game a lot healthier than we've been the first three.
Iowa State's ground game made major strides against Toledo as the Cyclones finished with 207 yards of rushing. Redshirt freshman Mike Warren finished with 126.
You got a chance of seeing more Mike Warren in the future. We're doing some things with Joshua Thomas and Trevor Ryan as in part of our packages Tyler hasn't gone anywhere. Tyler is going to benefit from this open week and get a knee nursed up that's been bothering him a little bit. But nice to have four guys with the ability to contribute there.
And once again, Iowa State will be off this week, and then we'll be back home at Jack Trice Stadium to host Kansas and 11 o'clock kickoff on October the 3rd. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.